Yeah, my favorite bits about being a part of a community like this. Anyway, today's session is about, is there more to relationships? I don't know about you, but relationships are definitely something that I take for granted, but really shouldn't. I think that good relationships are what make life really beautiful. It's the whole idea of Christian, it's what the whole idea of Christian community is all about, and what we try to live out here in Antioch. That's why I am a part of Antioch. In thinking through the themes of this series, I was struck by the need for something as simple as this in our time. It's funny, but I am from the generation that was first introduced to social media. Not quite MySpace, for those who know what that is, but I remember getting my first Facebook account at like 14 and believing that it would actually helped me connect better. And initially, it did. I mean, who remembers creating Facebook events for your birthday parties and seeing who was invited, more importantly, who wasn't, and deciding based on that if you were going to go or not. However, I may have thousands of friends and followers on Facebook, on social media in general, but does anyone really know me? On top of that, like, London is one of the busiest cities, yet it can be a very lonely place. I think everyone who lives here knows that. The point being, we all need meaningful human connection. We know this. I don't think we're trying to sell some magic fix-all formula for this. Rather, today is an opportunity to really think about our own relationships whilst hearing personal stories on this topic. I can think of, do you know better people than Arthur and Rebecca DeLaghi to share on this topic? They live down the road from Mary and myself, and we're really blessed by it because they really live out intentional Christian communities in their day-to-day lives. So please join me in welcoming Arthur and Rebecca DeLaghi to share with us today.